Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 320 of the On Deck TV podcast is here. We're talking BET Hip Hop Awards. All right, we're going to make our predictions. Who will win? Who should win? If you've been listening to us, man, you know how we get down when it comes to award season. All right, this episode is brought to you by Patreon. Go to patreon.com/realville. Check out the dope ass album reviews that we have up right now. We did a throwback. T.I., I'm serious, okay? 18 years. To the day that project came out, me, Spike Lou, we went back in the time machine and reviewed it, find out whether we think that it holds up or not. All right, it was a super dope, fun episode. Y'all check that out, patreon.com/realville. All right, and as always, this episode is brought to you by realvillemedia.com. Do me a favor, go check out all the podcasts on the network.
All the podcasts on the network are gonna consist of the Full Sport Press podcast. We got J-Hove leading the charge over there, and we got Chet Town Jeff. Y'all peep that out. It's a new one for you. Chet Town Jeff, BBW Weezy, and the cameraman, FSP cameraman. Y'all check them out as they do their brand new NBA preview. They're letting you know what's upcoming for the new season. It's back around already. Also, check out your Fresher Than Your Average pod. We got Animal Brown and we got J-Hove over there giving you the latest on the Gucci Mane and the long-awaited Gucci collab. This should have happened a long time ago, but it's finally happening. The guys are going to give you what they think about that. In addition to those shows, make sure you check out everything on the network. As Animal Brown said, check out the YouTube page and everything associated with Realville. We appreciate you. Show coming now.
Hey, what it do, what the business is.
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on socials.
I am Spike Lou on the same social media sites. What up, though?
Producer M Extra, what's goody?
What's going on? It's your boy M Extra, the Minister of Culture in the building. MXTRA, the number 3 on all things social media. You know the fucking vibes.
Whoa, calm down. Calm down.
Yeah, let's go. Wait.
Slow your roll.
You know the vibes.
Minister of Culture, you can't be that excited.
Nah, I'm excited, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all wake up and look in the mirror, look like me every day. You be excited too. My nigga.
Relax, minister.
Shit, man. What you have on deck for the weekend, man?
It was a busy weekend in Atlanta. Tyler Perry had us out here.
What did you do?
BET Hip Hop Awards. I'm getting to it. I was in the entourage with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Were you?
We did our thing at the Tyler Perry studio.
I thought you was on your deck with floats.
I did that on Saturday. Early Saturday. I ain't get to put no IG story up. I don't know how you seen it. Not sure. Yeah, that's what weird. You guys have up for? Actually, no. Really, what I had up this weekend, I did finish The Boys. That was good.
Okay. You've been gassing.
Finish The Boys.
It's good. Yeah, The
Boys.
Finish The Boys.
All right, Harlem. There's a podcast called 1619 that one of our listeners put me on. It's fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty good. That's the one you told me to watch.
Yeah, 1619 is really good, so you guys check that out. What'd you have up this weekend?
Man, I had to go to the Ville. Shout out to my brother. He doing better. Shout out to everybody that shouted him out on Facebook. Also, other than that, though, no, I was pretty chill. I didn't partake in any of those activities that you had mentioned, although there were several going
down
on.
In Atlanta this weekend.
It was, man. Mr. Hankey's house party, I couldn't pull up. I'm sure he had a good time.
I was going down in A.
Yeah, the Tyler Perry shit looked crazy. And the BET Awards, I'm not going to that shit anyway.
What'd you do, man. Minister?
Yeah, Minister of Defense.
Did you go out and represent in the streets?
I mean, I did a little bit of that, a little bit of this. Shout out to Hankey House Party.
A little washed.
Shout out to Hankey House Party. Shout out to, I went to the new Velvet Taco at Buckhead. I always go when I'm in Houston. They finally got one here. The coconut queso is amazing. So I definitely checked that out. So yeah, I was out and about bopping around this weekend.
Real quick, I definitely forgot what I did get into. Man, them motherfucking Packers dog walking them motherfucking Cowboys. That's what I got into.
Enjoy it.
God damn it.
That capped off my weekend nicely.
Squeaked it away. Y'all squeaked it away. Shit. That capped off your weekend.
Yes, because Dak showing us who we thought he was. Three interceptions.
Falcons fan.
You know, I'm an Eagles fan. It's getting kind of old now. It's getting kind of old.
It's actually funny every time. I ain't going to lie to you.
It's getting older than your beard.
It's still funny every time.
You know it's Eagles fan over here. You know what's going on. I mean, you know the fucking vibes.
Hey, guys, relax, relax. We'll see who's there in December, in January when it counts.
Yeah, welcome y'all.
Act like you've been here.
When in the last time? What January have you been? 1995?
Act like you've been here before, man. You know, it's a rough loss.
Man, they've been in the Super Bowl since vinyl was out.
People are here to hear about rap. Not
this
about your guys sucky teams.
Nah, this is a fact. All right, man, let's talk TDE. We got some big news coming out of the TDE camp.
Big news?
No, it's not a release date for an artist, but instead the label's longtime president, Dave Free, has stepped down and parted ways with the label.
He's free.
Now, Free, along with Punch and Top Dog, made up the brain trust of TDE, and the now former president is responsible for bringing Kendrick Lamar into the fold. TDE losing one of its core members, big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I don't think this is a big deal at all, not to take anything away from Dave Free, Top Dog. Like you said, he did discover Kendrick. They went to high school together.
Yep.
And he was able to bring him to TDE and, you know, get that career to flourish. Free himself stated in an interview with Rolling Stone that none of the tactics we used back in the day to break Kendrick Lamar, Absol, J-Rock, or Schoolboy would work now. Congratulations, you just talked yourself out of a job. If those tactics don't work, then we don't need you. I could see the upper echelon executives over at TDE saying, okay, we need to brace for the future and we need to figure out how to cultivate those relationships, and they just didn't think that Free was the person to do it with. So I don't think it's a big deal. I think TDE is a powerhouse, especially for the new generation, and their name will be able to pull people in for at least the foreseeable future with or without Free.
I don't think it's big, little, or no deal. I think it's a huge deal. Dave Free and Kendrick were tight like Southwest. They even collabed on multiple videos together under the name The Little Homies. That is Dave Free and Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. That's how you get those creative visuals that come out of TDE. And also, as the person who, again, brought Kendrick to the fold to begin with, went to high school with him, they're obviously close. This reminds me of one of those situations where you get a new team. It happened with my Packers. We get a new coach. Who's the first person that they call to make sure that, hey, are you cool with this pick right here? You call a star player. Hey, you cool with this pick? We're going to make a big decision. Are you okay with this? That's who you consult with first. And I feel like they didn't necessarily consult with Kendrick. And this, he's actually been gone for a couple of months, which would explain why TDE has been quiet for the majority of the year. Yes, I know they just dropped Sir, you know what I'm saying, which is a fire project, but it's not the big boy hip-hop project that we've been looking for, namely from a Kendrick Lamar that we haven't gotten in a couple of years. I think this is a big deal mostly because of who this could affect and how Kendrick could be feeling about this on the behind the scenes. How does he feel? I want to hear from him. I think if this is if it affects him, then it affects the label, which affects everybody.
I don't think it's a huge deal. I mean, it'll stand out because who he is and how he was original with the camp, but I don't think it's a huge deal. I think Top and Punch are in a tight ship, and I think they will be okay after this departure.
You don't think that they talked to Kendrick Lamar before this happened?
Exactly. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't see why he would be on board with saying, oh, okay, yeah, go ahead, let him go. Then
well, they said he left. They said Dave left.
That would be true.
Yeah, it's not Kendrick Lamar. It ain't Kendrick Lamar's decision. Yeah. Like, I mean,
at the end of the day, no, it's not. But he's an integral part in the team, in the label, and why they are who they are. So if he's disgruntled, that's not a good look.
I'm not sure that it was a disgruntled exit. I think that more so that they may have outgrown each other. I think that Free is in a position in his career maybe where he wants to explore being a bigger part of something different, since he knows, like I said, that those things that they did to bring in that talent is not going to work in 2019. Maybe TDE wasn't up for change. So when I say he left because of the reason that he named, as far as the people and how things have changed, maybe they weren't up for that change and he wanted to go his own direction. Like, I don't think that we know enough to say that it was a huge deal or that there's any disgruntled there. Maybe I just think that they outgrew each other. I think it looks more like that than anything else, especially with the way that TDE has done business in the past. It's usually not messy. Usually don't hear a lot of stuff other than frustrations from artists about their release dates, and that's because they cultivate everything so well. Like, they wait and they do it at the perfect time. So I do feel like this is another one of those things as far as the separation that it's probably been brewing, and they made the best decision for everybody.
That don't mean Kendrick happy though. Kendrick didn't wake up and they said, hey, Dave left. He was like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, what y'all doing today? That didn't happen like that, bro. They too tight. They just worked on hella videos together.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think Dave talked to Kendrick, and it is what it is.
But I don't think, I don't think that they have to work together to continue to have that relationship. You know, like he may have, they may have sit down, and maybe Kendrick gave him that advice. Right. Hey, the best thing for you is to leave.
Or maybe he has
Kendrick may be on his way out too. Like, could we see a world where Kendrick ain't on TDE?
That would be strange.
And he go sign with Dave.
That's like saying if 40 left OVO. You think Drake would just be like, oh, okay.
I don't think that's the same. Because 40 is more instrumental in making Drake's music, to making it sound the way. Like, you're not going to find another 40.
We
like,
don't know the level
saying,
of Dave Free.
I'm not saying that you ain't going to find another Dave Free, but he ain't 40. That nigga ain't 40. He ain't doing the underwater sounds and putting the Drake in there. Like, I ain't doing that.
Now, 40 mixing up the medicine for sure. Exactly. But I still think we'll see moving forward. They've been quiet. To be fair, TDE is always kind of secretive about their shit, so I'm not going to sit here and act like this is a revelation that they have been quiet. Mm-hmm. But still, man, like a lot of people are waiting on Ab Soul, a lot of people waiting on Kendrick. For some reason, people are still waiting on Isaiah Rashad. So, like, it's been quiet out of the camp, and people want answers.
You got to stop that Isaiah Rashad hate.
Nah, he's some slaw. Nah, you gotta stop that. We're still waiting on Black Hippie. Let me find out Dave Free the reason we're not getting Dave.
You're still waiting on Black Hippie. Everybody else is giving up.
That's horse shit.
Yeah, I'm right about that.
All right, man, moving on. Let's keep it West Coast, man. The University of Kansas celebrated their annual late night at the Fong event, which kicks off their basketball season with the performance from the one and only Snoop Dogg. Now, after video of the performance went viral, people were pissed. The performance included explicit language, pole dancing, and fake money being tossed in the air.
Shake it, Snoop.
Now, the athletic director issued an apology, saying they made it clear that clean versions of the music were to be played and that he took full responsibility for not thoroughly vetting the details of the performance. Was the outrage over Snoop's performance warranted?
No, absolutely not. The benefit of being Snoop Dogg, one of the many benefits, is there's no cancel culture. Like, when you open your career with a murder case and you beat that, and then from then on out you're trying to be the good guy, play it smooth, or you're mainstream, the darling America from the hood, like, you can't lose here. Like, when you get Snoop, this is what you expect. Like, if it ain't weed smoke in the air, then you at the very least, you're getting strippers and poles and fake money being tossed. And I don't find any issue with that. I've seen a lot of comedians that were outraged because there is such a heavy ban, well, not ban, but a stranglehold on them when they go to college shows, that they have to do clean shows. And they say, well, I got to do a clean show, and Snoop does this, how do the two equal out? Because it's Snoop. It's Snoop fucking Dogg, the most popular rapper, arguably, that there is in the world. And I feel like these are the expectations. If you say, hey, I'm getting Snoop Dogg in, you don't think that he's coming to bake a cake with Martha Stewart. He's coming to do Snoop Dogg. This is Snoop Dogg stuff. And if I was him, there is no apology needed. I went and done my Snoop thing. Y'all can't cancel me because I'm Snoop.
Let me tell you why this is. First of all, Snoop was dead wrong for trying to pull off the damn fake pole dancing. He has shows, like you said, with Martha Stewart. I don't see no pole dancing on MTV. He also has the game show on TBS. I haven't seen him come out with pole dancers on this game show on TBS. So he knows how to maneuver in different crowds and areas and how to play to who he's talking to. Why would you put a stripper pole in the middle of the basketball floor? Like, it looks stupid to begin with.
It's college, bro.
Nah, bro.
These people are coming to have fun.
Right.
If I'm Snoop, I'm thinking this is college. I'm not coming to do a green or blue show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming to shake it, dude. What is it called? What was it called? Fright Night?
Right. Can we please act like
Fog Night?
Fog Night? Yeah. Whatever it is. Like, these people are in college. They want to enjoy themselves.
Thank you. Can we please act like everybody in college is not over 18?
Yeah, and it's UK. Like, they partying, dude. Like, I don't understand why people would even think that they would get anything different from Snoop, or why he would react and say, I'm bad. Like, I would issue no apologies. I would keep it moving.
I don't understand, number one, we're all talking about college students, so why was Snoop Dogg brought in? Snoop Dogg old enough to be their pops.
But you're not understanding, we're kind of, this is a...
It's Kansas, first of all.
All white school.
Okay. I mean, so the student, it's Kansas, I mean, and the student government orders the entertainment for all the events. So if the student government in Kansas is like, well, I mean, what are you expecting from them first?
We want Snoop.
Secondly, they're like, Snoop Dogg would be fucking awesome.
I have no idea.
Nobody else in that room is going to be like, Snoop is old. They're like, yeah, you know what? That would be fucking great, Snoop.
Whoa, hold on. This is just...
Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Your imitation.
That's yeah, I don't know what that is. That's how you talking Kansas. I have no idea.
That's my Kansas voice.
Okay.
That's my Kansas University student body government voice. Those are the people that elected Snoop to come. You ask who's bringing Snoop? The people that talk like that are bringing Snoop.
The University of Kansas, I mean, we got to understand, it's a PWI. It's not HBCU. So, you know, they're going to get this. I mean, they like different things that they think are hot. And for what you don't think is hot, other people may think is hot.
First of all, Snoop is a legend.
Yeah.
We've inducted him into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame first ballot. Yeah. Why in the world would you have him come to a college night anywhere?
That's my point.
I don't care where it's at.
That's my
point. Don't do Snoop like
that. If that's a Spellman, I'd be like, Snoop, why do they have Snoop?
Still getting booked. Like Snoop still gets booked, bro. Like, don't do it. Like, he's not sitting on the couch.
Bro, he's performing songs that were made before these kids were alive.
So what?
They booked him. You didn't ask to come perform these songs. They asked Snoop to come. What are you talking about?
Lionel Richie can go on tour right now.
not at the University of Kansas, he can't.
Sam Fredrickson, who goes to the University of Kansas, said, Rock Chalk. Snoop, we hope you come back.
Yeah.
KU student.
They've never been to a strip club
Genesis
before.
Garcia said, I thought it was super cool that we even had him here. He's a legend. These are students from the university, dude. They didn't pull this out of their ass.
How you going to be washed on both sides? You going to get the veterans love and you going to get the new kids love.
If I was 18 in college and they brought Snoop Dogg out, I'd have been hot.
But that's the thing. You're not 18 in college. This is a new experience to them. These kids are leaving home for the first time. They've been hearing the legend of Snoop Dogg their entire life. They ain't get to experience Snoop like we did.
Right.
That's like probably something off of their bucket list, dude. Hey, it's Snoop.
That should be something on my bucket list.
You should have already seen him.
No, I haven't seen Snoop. Yeah, that's one person I haven't seen.
You should feel this way about Snoop. I seen Snoop at the Dub Car Show down here.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, he did it still. Snoop. He did it still.
Did he have a stripper pole?
No. Gin and juice.
Why are you so hung up on this stripper pole, man?
It's silly, dude. And he's fucking it up for future people. Because this is when another
rapper.
Listen,
dude.
The next, whoever the director of athletics or whoever the fuck this was that invited him, the next time they invite an athletic director. The next time they have some artist come through, they're going to treat them like they're going to talk to them real slow, like, okay, guys, no, we have to have clean stuff, no this, no that, and they're going to talk to them like they slow because they didn't do enough of that and somebody thought it was cool to bring a stripper pole to the college show. That's goofy,
that's not
bro.
That's Snoop's fault, though.
Man, that's stupid,
Snoop fault, man. Maybe he was performing the song with Akon. You need a pole for that.
Grinding. Nobody want to hear that shit.
All on that pole.
That shit was hard. That song was hard.
Shit.
Like,
shout out to Snoop.
I understand what you're saying. If Snoop was an up and coming rapper or he didn't have a legacy, but there's no way that you're gonna compare Snoop to the Baby or Meg Thee Stallion or those people that come in, because Snoop is a legend. He has more leeway. The expectation is he would be able, like if Snoop lit up a joint in there and smoked it, okay, what were you expecting?
That's gonna be the blowback,
because it's Snoop.
You're gonna pull a pistol out of shoes and like, well, what were you expecting? It is Snoop. Like, stop,
You've been
bro.
Doing this for 25 years. Of course, that's illegal and against the law. You're not killing nobody. And that's what I'm saying. You acting like having a stripper pole or him smoking some weed is killing somebody. It's not. If you put out a pistol, yeah, that's doing too much. You're absolutely right. Then we can ask what Snoop is doing at that point. But if he's smoking a joint and doing shit that Snoop does, then like, why did y'all bring me here if y'all wanted me to censor myself?
Man, listen, he censors himself and all his other outlets that need to be censored. He can do it here.
I'm not on a college campus with college students who probably do this, who have rooms with fucking poles in them and they smoke weed anyway.
It's another episode of Conservative Animal Brown. Yeah, man, what's up with Holmes, man? When we did those. The radio shit, you had the same shit to say, man.
Now the next time.
Now you mad because the baby can't come and take his shirt off?
What? Look,
I don't care.
Now the next time somebody going to try to come through, they're going to try to get an artist there. They're going to have a reason to turn it down. That's what I'm saying. That's what's some slaw. Well, now they're going to have to get fucking YouTube and fucking.
Well, let them do that.
That's on Kansas.
Some bullshit.
That's not Snoop's fault, man.
Yeah, that ain't on hip-hop.
It's definitely his fault.
That's not a hip-hop thing, though. That's on Kansas.
But people will hang it that way. Yeah. We know that.
You can't pigeonhole me, man, just because.
I don't think so, bro.
Man, come
on
now.
It's 2019. It's not 1999.
Then people wouldn't have been angry about this.
See, Dolores. Nobody was mad but you.
Nobody was mad.
You and comedians couldn't go do dirty shows.
Nobody was mad.
Everybody, like, I'm reading people having responses from Kansas, and they like, this shit was dope.
The students loved
Who
it.
Who was mad?
But the two students you read off, bro, were excited.
Like the 15. Students loved it.
You want me to read more? Because there's more here.
No,
in effort of time saving, I didn't want
to. The outrage came from like families who don't even go to Kansas. They just came to the show.
The outrage came from him and the other and the 15 burner accounts that you
there's
have.
There's a time and a place.
And it was Kansas University. That's what that was it.
No. University of Kansas. We're gonna start calling you Jerry Falwell. You know who that is?
I don't.
Look it up.
No, I think I'll pass.
Look it up, man.
Let's take it down south, man. Let's talk 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz has been quietly leveling up behind the scenes, man. Not only did he become part owner of the Hawks G League team, not only did he gain an ownership stake in the A3C Festival, but his TRU record label has found a new home with Atlantic Records. Now, seeing that Chainz has probably one of the biggest reinventions in hip-hop, if you were an artist, would you sign to the TRU label?
Absolutely not. And this is no disrespect to 2 Chainz business acumen. He's done well for himself. He's been able to successfully do probably one of the best rebrands in hip-hop history, going from Titty Boy to 2 Chainz and DTE to his own true label.
DTP, but go ahead.
Excuse me, DTP, whatever the name is. I don't follow them. But with that being said, I was trying to think of and answering this question the last time that an artist signed under someone was successful, and I was Meek Mill and Wale would probably be where I would go to that. And that's been a good 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And that's just not to say that it can't happen, but I just don't think now partnering up with anybody is ever going to get you to where you want to be. I look at acts like DaBaby and Meg Thee Stallion and the people at the top of the rap game right now. They're not necessarily there because of a cosign. They're there because of what they're doing and how innovative they were in getting themselves out there and getting themselves hot. 2 Chainz, while himself is a good artist, I'm a big fan. I haven't seen anything that he's even done with Schooly and the people on his label currently to keep them hot and them out there. So I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was talking. Wow. You know what? I was thinking kind of similar until I had a conversation. Shout out my guy J-Ho. We had a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was asking him, hey, if you were up and coming artist, would you sign to 2 Chainz? Mm-hmm. He was like, absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
I said, whoa, pump your brakes, dog. Why you're too excited? But he made a good point, though. He said 2 Chainz is getting up there in age, you could argue his career he's maxed out, right? He may be a little bit past his prime. He's getting to that point. And he's going to need someone to pass those great rollouts and those great concepts and those great ideas that he still can make. He needs to pass them through somebody of a younger generation that can take those and eat off of that. And he can still eat off of that, obviously, because they'll be still signed to his label. He can pass those concepts on to someone else. And that, I think, is a brilliant idea. Now, who that someone else is, I don't know. He has a compilation coming out pretty soon, the TRU compilation, where he'll showcase a couple of cats on there. And we really only need one person to hit. You don't need all 10 people or 6 people on the label to be dope. You really just need one person to hit. Now, I personally would have taken the Rick Ross approach and maybe found 2 free agents who haven't reached their potential yet, but are still kind of known, like he did with Wale and Meek. I thought that was 2 perfect free agent pickups. 2 Chainz should probably go that route, but you never know. Maybe on this compilation, maybe he got some heat. He in the right place. He in the hotbed for it. So he may have his ear to the streets. I don't know who Schooly. I'm not familiar with Schooly's music like that. I know who he is, but I've never listened to a full project. So it'd have to be somebody else, because there's no precedence of him having a dope person up under him. Shout out to Dollar, though.
So the thing is, Schooly not being what Schooly is not 2 Chainz's fault. Everybody in Atlanta knows it's Schooly's fault. Number one.
What do you mean?
It's one of those things where I have my foot in the door. It's up to you to knock it down. So it's up to a lot of people feel like because you have a superstar like 2 Chainz, something automatically is going to happen. But if you're not hard at work, same thing. Young Dro is a perfect example.
That's a fact.
If you don't take the time.
Go with that one.
Okay, but exactly, and whatever happened after that. If you don't take the time, Young Dro is known for being lazy. He didn't want to go to the studio. He was doing this, doing that. As an artist, if you don't take the time, then it's only so much my celebrity cosign can do. If you're an up-and-coming artist and no one really knows you, you'll be a fool not to sign with someone like 2 Chainz. Like, what do you mean? Like, you have a platform now, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, if everything you just said at the beginning of your argument about how well-developed, how smart marketing, how 2 Chainz is rebranding himself. That's enough credence for me to say, yes, I want to join this man. Like, why wouldn't you?
Only reason I say you wouldn't is because there's no precedence of anybody he's put on before.
Because he didn't have opportunity like that
but
before.
Well, I mean, that's fair, but everybody doesn't know the inside scoop to schooly situation.
No, but I'm saying the opportunity. Now gives him a perfect. He hasn't had Atlantic to back him before like that.
Okay,
so this is why this is important, because now he has that to back him. Yeah. So this is his first opportunity for anyone to say, oh, he hasn't done this before, because this is the first time.
Was this your street exec?
Well, wait. Yes. He hasn't done what before? Okay. Just put any artist
on? He hasn't
on.
Had this imprint behind him like this.
Well, I mean, with the...
It's a difference between putting an artist on and signing an artist to a major deal.
Right, that's fair.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
So I would say to what you guys are saying, even not just picking on 2 Chainz here, but how often is the creative that has the great ideas able to translate those ideas to other people, right? Like, even with all the great rollouts that Jay-Z had and the marketing plans he had, it was genius. He was not able to find someone to pass that information on to. There was no Memphis Bleek or Benny Siegel or things of that nature. And the reason that I bring up Jay-Z in comparison to, because I feel like 2 Chainz is of a similar ilk when you're talking about marketing plans, creating a buzz for an album. So I do agree with you guys that he's great at that stuff, but I don't know if he would be able to translate it because it's so hard to do. We've seen people try to do it, like T.I. with Dro, like Jay-Z with Benny Siegel, with Memphis Bleek. It happens a lot, and the person at the top, we say, hey, he's good at this. Why can't we teach this person how to do this? It's hard. It's hard to see someone when you Kobe Bryant, and you're coaching them to be Kobe, when they're not.
See, and that's a mistake that consumers fall into. We want this next person to be you. It's never going to be that. So the thing, you brought up Memphis Bleek and Beanie Sigel. I'm glad you brought that up. Memphis Seek and Beanie Sigel have multiple gold and platinum albums. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So from any other artist standpoint, they were successful.
They were.
So they were just not Jay-Z. So that's the thing. If you just take away Jay-Z and just measure them, they're successful for a rap artist.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So that's my whole thing. If you have anybody and Biggie said it, the same, I'm just going to say the same thing I said. Biggie said this in an interview. I got my foot in the door, and you're referring to Junior Mafia. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to kick the motherfucker down.
Yeah, Nelly said that. Yeah, it happens a lot. I agree with
you. Yeah, I think there's a reason why it doesn't happen that often, why the crew doesn't make it through. That's almost the exception to the rule. If you look at D12, if you look at St. Lunatics, if you look at a gang of, we could sit here all day.
You can look at G-Unit. If you go with G-Unit, even though they had their meteor.
Well, at least they had a run.
But now.
Lloyd Banks was lazy.
Now who's sitting there looking out the door like, look at them.
Lloyd Banks was lazy.
That's true.
Only person to have the success or more than 50 was Game, right? And he was a late addition to G-Unit. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But again, it just goes to the artist. A superstar is not common.
Yeah.
That's
so when
true.
You so get when you get people under that superstar, they're not going to be him. It's going to be hard for them to be him.
Drake is the exception under Wayne.
And
Nicki.
Yeah.
Those
Drake,
are two
and Drake's label, you see he has no one who can be him.
You see, and it's true. And that's why another reason why I feel like it's hard, because it's a rare combination of the artist being able to live up to it and then them being able as a superstar able to put that into effect.
How did Ross do it with Meek and Wale?
But even then.
I feel like those, and not taking anything away from Ross, people love to say I'm hating on Ross, but those were pre-rolled.
Yeah,
he just had to put a little
umph solidified,
to it.
Yeah.
Ross just had to put a little umph to it. Wale was had a critically acclaimed album with that
album.
Meek was starting to bubble or had taken it to where he could take it with the mixtape stuff and even with the freestyle stuff. So they were big enough when they got it with Ross. People were like, oh, okay, let's see what this sounds like. Because Ross had his acumen for the music and people know he picked well beats. With 2 Chainz, like you said, that may be a good route for him.
Yeah.
But I still like to see how it would work. You know what I'm saying? And also, what are the artists mid-level now that would sign with a 2 Chainz that we know of right now? Like, can y'all think of one?
I mean, I can't think off the top of my head, sure it's some.
You got to think of some.
But my point is, I have another point. The measure of success is different these days, right? So we're going to say, I'm going to take a label, and I know what you're going to say, but this is a perfect example. Dreamville with this compilation.
What we're going to say when we say, is our check in the mail for the
payroll? My point is still valid. The precedent is set. Where J. Cole took no one, and people are having platinum plaques mailed to their house right now because of J. Cole. That's a different type of, let me help you out in your career. Now, if you're not signed to me, you might not have to, but even with his own artists, everybody on Dreamville is getting a platinum plaque right now, and it's their first one because of him. Now, if you're an artist like 2 Chainz, can you start off with something like that? That would be a good place to start.
Maybe this TRU compilation is it?
Yeah, see, that's a good way, because what J. Cole has done is unprecedented. Like, you have people don't even know who are getting platinum plaques in the mail right now.
First of all, you got Master P completely fucked up.
That's a fact.
Because niggas didn't know had gold and platinum plaques in their
name. No, see, you're missing it.
What?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this one compilation. Yeah, this one compilation.
Oh, okay.
He put people on that was just came to the studio. Shout out to Young Baby Tate. Shout out to all those people that came to Atlanta. And they got platinum plaques now.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out your boy Hitchcock. He got all that. It's a platinum plaque courtesy of
Dreezy.
Yeah, Dreezy. All those people. That's Vivian,
that's cool. We don't feel no type of way that he using his TRU though. Come on, man.
I mean,
why? Why
what?
You he been discussed that.
TRU crossed my stomach.
He's played homage.
Yeah, he played homage for that, man.
Like, he's giving Pete
why
a
would
utmost
you come out
respect.
With that, though, man? I know it's the real university, but bro, damn. Bro,
you're 12 years old, man. But, he been had true.
Come on. Like,
Chains came up in that area. He know how big that shit was.
If this was a nigga from Cali or New York or somewhere, like, if he wasn't a down south Atlanta nigga that had said Master P was a big motivation in what I do.
Clearly.
Have a problem with it, but he said all of that. Like, this is paying homage. There's nothing wrong with that. You gotta have this to keep shit going.
A thin line between biting and paying homage.
What if
somebody
came out with an album with a record label called The Tank? Would you be out of that?
Nah, but Herbo shit, they shit was No Limit at first.
I sure was.
That's what I'm saying. Until somebody older said, "Hey, y'all know there was a No Limit already, right?"
That but True was never as big records. As that, though.
No, it wasn't. Right. It wasn't as big as the term No Limit, but still, like, come on, bro. Know your history. G Herbo was 10.
You think Chains don't know his history?
Come on, man.
I don't
relax.
Know, man.
What are you talking about, man? He discussed this a long time
Chains
ago.
Chains do better, man.
Where have you been?
Call it something else.
I like that.
Well, his True mixtape, he discussed this.
Right. He's talking about
come on, man.
All right, man, fair enough. Before we get to this music break, let's talk to Baby. He can't even celebrate having a number one album in the country without some controversy. There was an incident in a club where the Baby was trying to make his exit through the crowd. He catches a punch to the back of the head. His security guard, luckily, was behind him and made quick work of the assailant, knocking them out in a single punch.
Of the assailant.
Now, Baby learned after the fact that it was actually a woman that was knocked out that had hit him. When asked if he felt differently knowing that, he responded, quote, "What you hitting me for?"
Yeah,
no. End quote.
Like, why did you hit me or why did you hit me? Like,
what you hitting me for? What you hitting me for?
Like, was he saying, why did you contact me saying this? Or
bro, he's talking in the context of him getting hit in the back of the head.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know. I'm serious. I didn't know.
Did the Baby handle this situation properly?
Yes, yeah. 1,000,000%.
Absolutely.
Like, wherever he responded to this, I wouldn't even have gave her that. Like, bitch, you already got hit, knocked out, leave it alone. If you're going to sue or take legal action, then go ahead. I got lawyers for that. But my security did exactly what they're supposed to do. I would be wrong if I would sit up here and say this was incorrect. If going in on A$AP Rocky like I did,
I was
his
about
security
to say.
And what they did not do, and like his security did his job. That's what I want my security to do. You deal with the repercussions and the backlash later. First and foremost, you make sure that I'm out of here and you straight.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because he said this on Breakfast Club, and he had his security with him, and they brought his security on the mic to kind of speak on it and talk about how he didn't know that was a woman at first. And first of all, his security is the largest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
God, like, that motherfucker's gargantuan.
Dude, that nigga is fucking huge, dog.
Pause.
Like, nobody is fucking with – you're not fucking with him. Nobody's fucking with dude, period. It's like squaring up. Nobody got time for that. I don't care how drunk you is. I don't care how gone off of whatever you are.
You better make the right decision. Like, all right, man, you got it, bro.
Nah, that's a business decision. Now,
you
with that
got
being
that tool on you.
Right, exactly. Now, with that being said, he said that he didn't know that was a female because he said – she was big, tall, had to walk a flock of dreads. Like, she was turned up, lit, shaking it.
Yeah, see?
And he didn't know that that was a gal. And she clearly hit him in the back of the head, which was on camera. First of all, everything's on camera, which is amazing. Like,
a gal means woman for all the people who don't know.
Absolutely. So I do think it was handled properly. Hey, man, like, you can't go putting your hands on people. Like, he didn't know. You know what I'm saying? The bodyguard did say he felt a little bad because he didn't know that's what. The,
yeah, he did.
That was
he felt a little remorse.
He didn't feel bad when he cashed that check.
But I don't.
That security check that he went and cashed that he got that week. He didn't feel bad. Didn't
I mean, I think they handled it properly. You can't go around putting your hand on people. Period.
Yeah. Why would you hit somebody? Why would you hit somebody in the back of the head? That don't make no sense.
She was on one, man. She probably was on one.
She was turned.
Seeing the baby. Did you see little buddy that was going in the face with the baby and they were rapping to each other?
Nah.
Y'all didn't see that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah, but that was. That was friendly.
No, what happened?
Saying how people be hyped to see, like, somebody jumped off in the crowd.
Yeah, but rapping and punching somebody in the back of the head are two different things.
I'm speaking of how hyped people get when they see this young man.
Yeah,
so that's
why
she hit him in the back of the head. Like, he jumped off the crowd. Some dudes right there, they was like,
this far from each other.
Nah, right? Hell no. Nah.
Mm, yeah. I mean, that's his boy.
They bullshit.
That's his boy.
That nigga turned off at Suge.
Yeah, he was definitely hype off at Suge.
That's
yeah.
my boy too.
He
but
was
I'm not
word for word. That's what I was gonna ask y'all. Do y'all do that at Freddie Gibbs show?
He couldn't keep up his breath with me.
Y'all do that at Freddie Gibbs show? You just want y'all to steamroll over.
Do what?
Like word for word, Freddie Gibbs jumped off and.
Nah, not word for word. I can't do much new shit word for word, to be honest.
If it's my song, I know it's word for word for me.
That's tough.
But I'm not trying to get out there and rap face to face with a nigga.
Oh, we got to go to that Freddie Gibbs too, because Benny opened it up for him.
Oh, fire. Yeah, man, I'm definitely going to that.
You got to go to that. Well, no, you need to go for Freddie Gibbs first off.
I'm leaving however, right after Benny get off stage too.
However, Benny's the icing on that cake though. Yeah, yeah. Believe that.
Yeah, the best right. out of Griselda, Benny, for sure. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Platt, who agrees with me, by the way.
That show probably won't start to what? Midnight?
Not in Fulton County. You crazy as hell. They gonna start this shit on time.
Right before before we go to the music break, I was reading Lil Brother's. Well, I follow Big Pooh.
Okay.
And a nigga was like,
bro, you got an Instagram?
He's at Twitter, first of all.
Oh, okay.
I hate Instagram. I'll get to that later. But the nigga was like, bro, I pulled up to the show at 11. It was over. He was like, bro, we started 9. This old man rap, my nigga. Like, show starts promptly at 9. Nigga said at 8:50, I'm on the side over there, like, waiting everything right. I'm coming out at 9 o'clock and it's over.
That's
like,
how it should be.
That shit funny. Of course, we think that.
God damn.
I'm with that 1,000,000%.
Thank you, rapper.
What the ticket say? Okay, cool. I'm near 8:50. Let's rock.
The Watch Committee speaks again.
Let's absolutely, go. Man. What new music
you
we got?
You waiting on Future to come out at 2:30.
Yeah, man.
He'll be here.
Yeah, we're going to see how I watch y'all out to the second song, too. On the first song, we have Young Scooter Petty featuring that boy Lil Baby. He's all over the place. Lil Baby's on fire this year. But it's Young Scooter, Black Migo Welcome Gang. Shout out to Lil Mexico. Let's go.
You.
Scooter trail rolling, yeah, it's bunking. Street kid, I get some credit, ain't nothing. Nigga, get on your grind and stop petty hustling. If your trap ain't hot, ain't bunking. Burger balls and cameras, how we hustling. I can re-rock the weed, money doubling. You a petty hustler, watching another nigga set. You a petty hustler, I can't be around that. Street petty ass nigga, stay the fuck around me. I got out my situation, now I'm about to sign me. Every day a lituation, all these free bands round me. You ain't even worth a 10, why the fuck you round me? She said a baby daddy, a bitch, you a petty hoe. I'm from Little Mexico, I ain't talking about Mexico. I built my name, I'm stretching dope like elastic. I really made a couple million off plastic. They hit me with the gang charge, it's a petty case. My name heavy in the streets, nigga, you featherweight. You never made it to a brick, you moving petty weight. Route out like 50 bricks today, they gone the same day. Street, Scooter, trail rolling.
That was my guy, Young Scooter with Petty, Young featuring Scooter, Lil Baby. How you feel about it?
I ain't mad at that, man. I like Scooter. Lil Baby always, you know, come through for me, so yeah. I ain't mad at Petty. People underestimate how hard Atlanta rides for Scooter. Scooter's like a living legend in Atlanta.
As he should be, man. Street Lottery. You know what I'm talking about?
Shout out to Scooter, man.
Jug King.
Very distinct flow, that man.
I fuck with Scooter, though. It should be banging. That song was banging, by the way.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all like that. Shout out to Scooter, the whole East Atlanta. Kurtwood.
I'm fucking with that, man. I'm going to check him. He got a new project.
Lil Mexico is coming.
I need that. All right, man. Speaking of it's coming on the way, BET Hip Hop Awards, it'll probably be live after you guys hear this. We have the nominees here, and we're going to be making some predictions on a couple of these categories, only the important categories. We don't need to go through all this shit. We need to go through the big dog categories, man. Like, for an example, let's get straight to it. What would you say? I am looking at the top album of the year. Are you going?
What?
I'm gonna tell you some of the nominees. We got Astroworld, Travis Scott. We got Championships, Meek Mill.
Why is that?
Cause I Love You, Lizzo. Father of Assad, DJ Khaled, Igor, Tyler the Creator, and Revenge of the Dreamers 3, Dreamville. We already know who MX was gonna pick. Would you say is going Astro to World win this album of the year?
Who's gonna win, or who would I pick?
Both.
All right, well, Lizzo's gonna win this because I Love You, and that had to be in the agreement for her to come, I'm sure. If I had to pick off of this list, I would go with that Dreamville. Because Astroworld is old.
Yeah, I don't get why that's in here.
Championship Meek Mill, I feel like that's old.
Yeah.
It came out December of last year.
Well, I mean, it's 1 year, so yeah, December is within old. 12 months.
But Astroworld, though, that's really old.
The Igors, to me, I mean, I'm not a big Tyler fan.
It's a good album. But.
It is. I understand why people like it. But I would go with Dreamville, Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
This will go to Astroworld. But if I'm going just off of this list, it should probably go to Championships.
Lizzo is definitely going to win this.
I haven't heard that album. I'm not familiar with it. I know she's making big waves. No pun intended. But I don't.
What?
Definitely should go to Dreamville.
Big waves, no pun intended.
2019 wow. is Dreamville.
I can't believe Me Too Extra missed that one.
What did he say?
He said Lizzo nothing? Making big waves, no pun intended.
Oh, man. That's Animal Brown. He's no Ray reflects the voices of Real Bill Media or the On Deck TV podcast.
I'm going to go Championship and Meek Mill. Niggas sleep on that album. You need to run that back. That motherfucker was banging.
No, that's a good album. Game. But I don't think it's deserving of this category, though.
Well, it's been within the last 12 months, so I think it's.
It's Dreamville.
Mm. That's too soon.
Platinum plaques.
Were any of these people there?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't attend. Ah. And it hasn't aired yet.
Minister of Culture, were you there at the BET Hip Hop Awards?
As a negatory.
Oh, gotcha.
Man, Lyricist of the Year. This is interesting. 2 Chainz.
This doesn't make any sense.
Drake. Right there. J. Cole, Meek Mill, Nipsey Hussle, YB, and Cordae.
This is
who is Lyricist of the Year? Who would you pick out of this category of these sick list. Six people?
Man, of this year, I got to go with J. Cole. Just because he has more features, he got more body of work, and we're going Lyricist of this year.
Yeah.
I think that's a fairly easy pick.
I can see that. No, that is. I think that's a layup pick.
Yeah. Hey, watch J. Cole. Him not get it, though. Huh? Watch him not get it.
Yeah, probably not.
If he's there, he got to win, because he's probably the only
one. He's more lyrical than everybody on this list.
Yeah.
Let's not be disrespectful to the sixth god. I will not stand for that slander.
1,000,000% on this list.
However,
more lyrical than 2 Chainz.
J. Cole has a project with the compilation, and he's been on countless features. Yes. I have to give it to him. He's been killing shit.
He should definitely win this.
That's pretty much, that's a layup, actually. That's they can't fuck that up. Who would they give it to? They can't fuck that up.
I love R.I.P., but they better not get this to me.
They gonna get this.
Nah, they wouldn't do that. He's in another category.
They better not do this.
If they're gonna give him something, I think it'd be in another category.
What if they gave it to YBN? Just to try to show the young.
You can't do that because he's a younger J. Cole. Like that's that wouldn't even.
They better get this.
It's like giving it to Harold Miner. Yeah.
So J. Cole has to win.
They gotta get it to Jermaine for real.
Yeah, they have to. They can't fuck that up. Don't fuck if they fuck up every other category. Yeah. They
even
can't
if they
mess
gave
that
it to Drake, he would get on stage and give it to J. Cole.
That's what I'm saying.
As he should.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, if they mess this up, I just want to
dedicate this award to the real Lyricist of the Year, my friend Jermaine. This is for you.
That's a pretty decent Drake impression, actually. MVP of the Year. All right, we got Cardi B, DJ Khaled, Drake, J. Cole, Megan Thee Stallion, and Nipsey Hussle.
Meg.
I got to go with J. Cole again.
Wow.
I mean, if we basing this on what he did this year and the year, like you including all those features, the platinum plaques that you spoke of earlier in the episode, just where he's taking Dreamville, I lead the league in scoring, but look what I do with the assist, to quote Aubrey. Like, you got to get this to J. Cole.
Know the fucking vibes.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you got to get this to J. Cole.
I'm not going to lie. I can't give it to Cardi because she hasn't put out a body of work in 12 months.
Facts.
That wouldn't be fair. Khaled's project came and went. Drake hasn't put out a full project in 1 year. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's.
Why is Khaled in this?
I don't know. We're not going. First of all, we're not going to question every category because we didn't come up with this.
Khaled would,
and it
been
is a TV show.
BT,
award,
I need to hire some new people.
He wouldn't have been there if he didn't get nominated. At least he might win.
The Mustard album is frying, Khaled.
I can't give it. Megan Thee Stallion run has been dope, but it's just.
Kind of
it's just
off.
Been this year.
You've
been trying to die that.
You've been trying to die that and the
y'all
baby down.
Confusing for her 2 months. The baby. Yeah. I ain't said nothing about Megan Jesus. Dying before today.
This one I had to go to Cole too. Unfortunately, as bad as I don't want to do that.
Surprisingly, I actually would give this to Megan.
Why? But why though?
She's on fire. She's on fire.
Yeah, but has it been sustained over this full year though? That's what I'm saying. She's been hot since March, bro.
It ain't comparable to Cole's run this past year.
It's comparable, I think, to Cole. I mean, because Megan is more. She's more visible
than J. Cole.
That's true.
This past year.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying with these last 6 months, she has.
No, okay, but it's over the last year.
He was at the halftime show performing
more
at the All Star game.
Than J. Cole, exactly.
He's been shaking it.
Hey man, I think it's Meg for real.
Fam, you just said he gave 30 people platinum albums.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just visibility.
That's visibility.
No.
If you ever would want it,
no, man.
that itself
that's your interpretation.
I got 30 people that you didn't know platinum plaques.
And I love Cole.
Hey, I'm J. Cole. Nice to meet you.
I mean, considering the category, it's not the hottest, so I guess that's right.
You see what I'm saying?
MVP,
that's the MVP.
Yeah,
yeah,
most valuable
person.
Cole.
Yeah, it has to go to Cole.
Now, best new hip-hop artist. This is interesting. We got YB and Cordae, Roddy Rich, Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Nas X, DaBaby, and Blueface.
Oh, this is tough. It's going to go between Megan or DaBaby.
First of all, we already know who the – well, you never know, though.
It's going to be between Megan and DaBaby.
1,000,000% got to be DaBaby.
It's got to be.
It got to be DaBaby.
Although my would be YB and Cordae, but it's going to go DaBaby.
Because – and the only reason I say DaBaby because he's been on other – like, he was on the Dreamville shit. He had a standout verse and song on there. His single lasted a little bit longer than Megan's did. The Suge's lasted a little bit longer, you could argue. He's got the number one album in the country right now, even though this was obviously recorded before that went number one this week. However, I still think it's his buzz. It's lasted just a little bit longer. He put out two projects as compared to Megan's one.
They recorded Saturday. They knew he was going
to
be number one.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. So, I think it should go to DaBaby for sure.
I agree. I mean, as far as DaBaby, he's considered the hottest rapper in the game.
Yeah, right now.
That's a fact.
Say that nobody else on here can. So I would definitely think that goes to him.
But with that being said, Lil Nas X will win it though. Let's bet.
That's a fact.
He got the biggest song, arguably ever.
And if I was DaBaby, I would be hot about that. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
They better not get this to Lil Nas X.
They gonna get it to him, but I would
be hot. He'd be the popular vote though. Like,
is he coming? He wouldn't come to this, right?
Yeah, he'll be there probably.
I don't know.
I thought he was resting, like we talked about last week.
I don't know. But
if he's there, he'll win it. But, yeah, if I'm DaBaby, I would be – I just need to be –
First of all, we're not going to act like they denounced the winners based off who's in the crowd. Yeah, let's be
– Oh, they 100% do. Are you coming?
Nah,
oh, cool.
Then we're going to – No, bro. See how many people win these awards and don't walk up to the stage?
Bro, if DaBaby tells me that he's coming and he's going to perform and Lil Nas X not even going to be there – guess who getting this award?
The person who deserves the baby. No,
in a perfect world. In a world where Snoop doesn't perform at the halftime show with strippers and poles, yes.
If you're Lil Nas X, would you show up?
No.
Why not?
Well, actually, yeah, I would. I mean, I'm 19 years old. I'm thinking about me and my age. Of course not. But if I was Lil Nas X, yes, I would go. It's
barely
fun.
Barely walk to the fucking bell box.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, you the bell at the ball. You know what I'm saying? You the most popular person.
Yeah.
Relax. Meaning you are the most popular person there. It would be fun, you know, to interact with your peers. I wouldn't want to see another generation of popular hip-hop stars shunning the BET Awards. I would like to see that people starting to make it a bigger deal. So, yeah, I would go.
Yeah, I can respect that. Now, let's go single of the year. A couple big records on here. Act Up, City Girls, Big Ol' Freak, Megan Thee Stallion, Money, Cardi B, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, Sicko Mode, Travis Scott, and Suge DaBaby. Them some big records right there, I'm going to be real. Who wins that? That's a crazy. Single of the year is stacked. It's probably one they got right. I can't think of a record that they left out. And the answer is obviously going to be Sicko Mode.
Road.
What?
Old Town Road.
Well, okay. Well,
that's the biggest song.
Yeah, that's the.
It's definitely Old Town Road.
Or the City Girls.
Act Up.
Yo, Act Up.
Over Sicko Mode?
Bro, Sicko Mode is old, bro.
Sicko Mode was the hottest song of last year.
Yeah, last year. But this is 2019. I don't know what.
It's in the category, dude.
Yeah, no. City Girls Act Up was crazy.
Of course it was. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying if we had to go in order, yeah. Old Town Road, okay, cool. That's number one.
Fact.
Sicko Mode is clearly number two, though. No, and then it'd be
your Drake bias is the only thing that's clear, sir.
First of all, that's not Drake's song.
He's on the fucking song.
I know, because he
man,
bodied
shit came
that
out
shit.
July. What, August of last year?
Yeah, man, get out of here. Who did
August,
this?
August, September, October.
Why are they doing this?
The fuck out of here.
I don't know why that was. I don't know why that's on there.
Why have over, anything from Astro on here? Yeah.
It's clearly Old Town Road.
Yes, Old Town
Road. That should be the other slam dunk.
Or Act Up.
That's a fact.
Man, bro, that's not
where. You gonna get the Act Up.
Act Up was
man,
a record.
Jesus
like
Christ.
Like a real rap record, Act Up was for real. That's it. So, like I said, Old Town Road a real rap record, so no.
I like this one.
What's that?
The Sweet 16, the best feature.
Okay.
We got 21 Savage with Wish Wish.
He ripped it.
Cardi B with Clout.
Okay.
Cardi B with Twerk. Cardi B with, no, I'm just joking.
God damn.
J. Cole with A Lot. Rick Ross, Money in the Grave, and Rick Ross, What's Free? Did they run out of verses?
They got a
and why
diversified.
Is Jay-Z's verse not on the What's Free and Rick Ross's?
Who
is?
Who put this shit
serious?
Together? Excuse me, this is an announcement. BET Hip Hop World Committee, y'all are ass.
I didn't even read that the shit on there, but as I got through it, I was kind of hot about that. Rick Ross, What's Free verse?
First of all,
Jay-Z absolutely fucking murdered that.
Why do they have two people repeated twice in the same category, bro? There's been hella 16s, because
they're
going
to give this to J. Cole. It has been a lot of people, and a lot of good 16s.
That's what I'm
though.
Saying.
They disrespecting the shit out of Pusha T right now.
Yeah, Pusha T 16 on Freddie Gibbs shit is bananas.
Rick Ross and Cardi B twice.
That Money in the Grave verse ain't worth a quarter. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I fuck with that song and everything, but that's like, come on, that was mail. Ross mailed that in.
Facts.
Yeah, for real. Money Jesus. In the Grave.
This is they did this just to set J. Cole up so he can win for like a layup.
Here's it's funny that we saying all this J. Cole shit. This nigga gonna get one award. He not gonna get one award. Watch.
That's if he gonna come in the same them Jordan ones and
he ain't coming to this.
Cole ain't gonna be here.
Hell no, nah. Cole ain't going to fucking BET Awards.
Man. Nah, look, Major Look Award. This is the best in hip hop style.
Okay, Animal Brown,
Cardi B,
right.
And DJ Khaled.
What?
French Montana.
What?
Meek Mill.
I give it to Meek.
Rick Ross.
What?
Travis Scott.
Hey, I got to get this to Ross. He represents Husky Nation.
If Rick Ross
weighed
50 less pounds, you wouldn't give this to him.
That's because he wouldn't be Husky then. But he represents Husky Nation.
First of all, 2 Chainz needs to be on this list.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Fuck no.
Million percent.
Yeah. You know who 2 Chainz dressed like?
Who?
2 Chainz dresses like a SNL or a Mad TV skit of someone pretending to be a rapper. That's who 2 Chainz.
10 layers on.
That's who 2 Chainz dressed like. Like, when he walk out, they be like, oh, he must be a rapper.
Facts.
That's how you do it.
I mean, fit the part. Baby.
I gotta get this to Meek.
He leans into it. You giving this to Meek? I like French. I ain't gonna lie, French Montana be shitty. I like French. He be shitty.
I haven't seen French in like, yeah, like 2 years, bro.
He
I ain't
be clean every time I see him.
Meek be putting that shit on, man. It's really crazy how they disrespecting Gunna in this fucking category. Gunna's
no,
really should
not,
be in
bro.
This category.
No, bro. Are you serious?
It's disrespectful that no one from Atlanta is in this category. That's crazy.
Who would you
Drip
nominate?
Gods in the
Who would you nominate from Atlanta other than 2 Chainz?
I just said Gunna. Future should be in there. What you mean?
They're gonna move on. I'm gonna tell you who they're gonna get this to though. It's either gonna be Cardi or Travis Scott.
You think DJ Khaled dressed better than Gunna in Future?
I don't think DJ Khaled dressed better than anyone.
I think that's a wash.
What the fuck?
It's just like I ain't gonna comment.
It's just because he got some J's. Like, that's why they're gonna give it to Travis Scott because he got some fly ass jewels.
Cardi gonna get this like hands down. Like right.
Probably.
I hope so. Close. I hope it's Cardi. Cardi or Meek.
Between him and Ross.
No.
Impact track. Now, I don't know what they mean by impact track, though. Yeah. Like, I guess just like banger or whatever.
Yeah.
21 Savage, a lot. DJ Khaled, Higher, with Nipsey and John Legend. J. Cole, Middle Child. Cap, A Day Without a Mexican. Cap G, excuse me. A Day Without a Mexican.
Shout out to Cap G.
Have you heard that song?
Yeah. Shout out to Cap G and ATL.
Damn,
you ain't heard that goddamn song.
Yeah, I have.
How it go?
Shout out to Cap G.
How do we go?
Yeah, I got a rep for ATL.
How the song go?
I'm like about a single camera.
Of course
you
not.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. Yeah. Then we've got Lizzo with Tempo featuring Missy. And then we've got NBA YoungBoy, I Am Who They Say I Am featuring Kevin Gates.
This is going to the DJ Khaled Nipsey song.
I feel like
this
they
is
were
going in the trash.
This. I feel like they were looking through this and be like, we ain't got YoungBoy Never Broke Again in the category. Let's throw him in here.
No, this is going to that Nipsey track easy.
Bro,
what track?
The Nipsey and John Legend track easy.
This should go to Middle Child, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but that would be.
Again.
It should go to Middle Child.
My nigga.
Definitely should go to Middle Child.
But you got to be, let's be honest, though. Drake has sat this year out. Kendrick has sat this year out. Jay-Z has sat this year out. Kanye has sat this year out. So, like, Cole is the biggest person who's dropped. Cardi hadn't dropped.
He's also done
singles.
More than everybody that's just named as far as music goes.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah, that's my point. They've sat this year doing. Out.
Okay.
So he has the competition is quiet.
We see it that way. But as you
that's
can tell,
those are facts.
As you can tell by BET's past.
Bro, Cap G.
So
he's in the category with Cap G.
So
you're
saying if J. Cole come and clean up his award is not like.
No, I'm not going to cheat him. I'm just saying it's a little bit of a curve. We're grading a little bit on the curve because he's going against Lizzo and Cap G. With all due respect to both of them. But, like, come on, bro. They're not A-listers, dude. Where the A-listers at?
I mean, when do we ever? When do we ever get A-listers at the BET Hip Hop Awards?
That's what I'm telling you.
I know in categories they'll be there. They may not show up, but they'll be nominated.
That's what I'm telling you. J. Cole didn't go to this award show.
Yeah, he may not have. I'm not stuck on who was going to show up. Motherfuckers don't ever come to this.
He should have been though.
Shout out to Cap G for being nominated, man.
Fam, you gonna shout out Cap G one more time?
Right, y'all shitting on Cap G like y'all don't know who he
no,
is.
No, we just said you didn't hear the song.
I definitely heard the song.
How does it go?
The song is, man, I'm not gonna sing the song, but it's, the song is about America without Mexicans.
Oh, really?
Also, so it's also political shit?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's so why they're like, going with Impact.
Like Impact, yeah, because he's talking about the president and all that.
I did hear that. I did hear that song.
Just Google that, nigga.
Yeah, he Googled the shit out of that when we was talking. All right, hot ticket performer.
I don't even know what the fuck.
I guess who's putting on the best show out here in these streets?
Listen, BET. Go ahead.
We are
dead. The dead horse. The horse is dead. It's already dead.
My goodness, this is terrible.
Cardi B, DaBaby, Drake, Megan Thee Stallion, The Carters, and Travis Scott. This is easy.
It's Travis Scott.
Hot ticket performer.
It's obviously Travis Scott.
It's not The Carters.
No.
No.
It's not Beyonce.
No.
No.
Y'all fucking crazy.
This is a hip hop, not Beyonce.
It don't matter. Her name is right here, The Carters. Like, I don't give a fuck what you're telling me.
Put some respect on Jay's name, Beyonce, by the way.
If Beyonce and the opener that she has, Jay, are putting on a show.
Jay-Z fucked up.
He don't open for Beyonce?
Listen, man.
There's nothing wrong with opening for Beyonce.
Beyonce's not a rap artist.
But The Carters, as I'm reading here, is a hot ticket performer.
This is a BT fumble again.
I don't blame BT for this.
This easily goes to Travis Scott.
Travis Scott easily.
His Astral World.
What world do y'all live in?
His Astral World tour went bananas. Registers was going stupid. And the show was fucking flames.
I know you guys like the DVD. Or excuse me, the documentary. I know you went to the show and it was good. It was special.
There was a Carter show too.
There was a roller coaster on stage. It's cool.
Beyonce didn't have no roller coaster.
But she did have 85,000 people at the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
She's not a rapper.
So we're talking about hot ticket performance and 85,000 people.
She's not a rapper.
I'm talking about The Carters.
She's not a rapper.
Yes, her opening act is, though.
She's not a rapper.
It's a group. They're a group.
Now, this is where they dropped the ball at, right?
It's like,
here.
What a time to be alive. Future's the rapper, Drake's the singer. Same thing, dude.
I will not stand for any Aubrey slander. Best hip hop video. This is where they fucked up because actually some fire ass videos came out in the last year. So.
Oh, you know that.
21 Savage featuring J. Cole a lot. Cardi B Money, City Girls Twerk, DaBaby Shug. Meek Mill Going Bad and Travis Scott Sicko Mode.
Yeah, they messed up this category, but City Girls Twerk should win it.
Yeah, that was dope. What? That was a dope ass video.
Was it?
Yes.
Nah, it was. I'm capping. But I like the Baby Shug. It was creative. He's kind of bringing that back.
Actually, Cardi B Money video from a director standpoint was a dope video.
She was killing people and shit.
Where they were ass naked doing choreography and shit.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys did.
Yes.
No, it's got to go to the Baby though. He's bringing creativity back, Busta Rhymes type shit, Ludacris type shit, Redman type shit.
Definitely. That's why I haven't seen it.
You
ain't named one
he's
person.
He's bringing creativity back or he's reciprocating something that we've seen already?
He's bringing creativity back.
It can't be creative if someone has done it already.
He didn't bring creativity back on his album.
There's no such thing as an original idea, folks. Y'all get used to it.
Used a little creativity on that last album.
You know? Y'all did my boy any kind of way, man. Shout out to my guy Dan. Excuse me. Shout out to my guy Nicky, man, for filling in for the kid. I appreciate that.
I gave him 3.5.
Nicky Doucet.
That's true. You did. Shout out to my guy Nicky Doucet. Okay. Best hip hop online site before we get out of here.
Oh,
no. Excuse me. Let me skip that because that shit's trash.
I was just going to say, we ain't even doing that.
Yeah, you're right. Hustler of the Year before we get out of here. Cardi B. DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, Nipsey Hussle, Rick Ross, and Travis Scott.
All right, so I guess I got to be the one to say this about the Nipsey Hussle nominations, right? Like, what are they doing, dude? Like, what? Well, it's just going to find a way? Like, how about we just do a post thing where he dies and we just show respect that way instead of just forcing him into each of these categories?
Yeah, I
agree.
They have to do some type of tribute. That's obviously coming.
I just think that it's distasteful to continue listing him in these categories for no reason. They're forcing it.
Man,
so
I'm talking about what?
To answer the question, if I'm going Hustler of the Year, I don't know.
Out of them, it's got to be. This category might be the worst, though. Like, none of these really make sense, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who I would pick here or why.
It's got to be Travis Scott, though.
Based off Mary.
Super Bowl.
Cardi.
Super Bowl performance, Grammys.
I wonder what the criteria is. Like, why is Ross here? And I ain't shitting on Ross at all, but why is he here?
Yeah, because up until a month ago, we hadn't heard from Ross. Ross had been low-key.
Right, like, super low-key.
Well, Wingstops and shit like that.
I mean, if you're doing, if you're gonna go by that, it should be Jay-Z every year,
right?
That's the Jordan Award. Yeah. You can give him the MVP every fucking year.
BET, we do consulting. There's a contact on the website. Just holler at us. We definitely are here for you.
Because this shit is terrible. How in the world am I not in the Major Look Award?
Yeah, I remember you that.
They can 1099 this out. We're here, available.
Yeah, you need to help. Y'all remember the Jamie Foxx did that? BET, we're your conscience. Where are you right now?
Yeah, that shit was fun.
Where are you with these categories right now? That shit these was, are ass.
That was classic. That was probably the funniest roast.
I'm your conscience.
What was
BET.
Dude named Tony?
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams. Who was never heard of again.
No, absolutely
Jamie
not.
Jamie Foxx ended a nigga career that night.
Yeah.
Y'all check out that Jamie Foxx, Doug Williams roast on YouTube.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
All right.
It was a Shaquille O'Neal roast.
Yeah, he was roasting Doug Williams. I ain't never seen Doug Williams after that. Dude. He might have killed himself, dude.
Yeah, you got killed on
Where
that.
Where are you right now?
What new music break we got, fam?
Yes, we're going to keep it in Little Mexico, man. This one also comes from East Atlanta, the boy, the Young Thug's protege, Lil Keed. This one is called Swap It Out featuring Lil Duke.
Let's hear it.
Wake up early morning every day and cut a check. Bad bitch around me eating, dripping, giving neck. Book me, need a friend, and then it's a bit. Chuck a chain now, but next is baguette. Shutting that drip on me, nah, none less. Big dog shit, now your whole one pit. Percocet pill on me, I don't need stress. Late night striking, yeah, my Stein trying to catch. Gill, went straight to the top, then gill. With the same nigga from the sandbox, gill. And a hard top, fuck the drop top, gill. Made the wrong movie, slime park, gill. She left the penis and she left the crop top, gill. Pull up to your hood, then we chop block, gill. Big got 30, that's a big block, yeah. Living like baby on hot block, yeah. You haven't seen anything. I swerving foreign things. I'm pulling all the strings, yeah. Y'all rappers all stink. Keep talk to him, yeah, she tatted on the boot. Pretty bad shit, rocking steam ass.
We are back. That was Lil Keed. Swap It Out. How you feel about that, sir?
Do he always sound like that, Lil Keed?
Yes. I refuse to listen to him, so I'm just going to assume yes.
You refuse to listen to him. So you didn't listen to the song?
I get it. I get the Lil Keed. I like Lil Duke verse. He ripped it. I'm not sure who Lil Duke is, but hey.
YSL. Also on your tongue.
That's cool.
I didn't make it to Lil Duke's first. I got
hater in the house.
Fuck out of there.
Hater in the house.
I've tried to listen to Lil Keed previously. I can't do it. He sounds too much like Young Thug to me.
Sounds different, really.
This sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't.
This was probably one of the worst songs you've ever played on this motherfucker. This gets no nose clock in the Jeep. None.
And that goes to my point. About the spin cycle of Animal Brown. You can't ride around these Atlanta streets trash. And not think Lil Keed is and think Lil Keed
is this
trash.
Is this the dude that Drake came out with?
Yes.
Yep,
yes,
he did.
I like this record. Shout out to all my youngins who put me on this record.
You got youngins?
Yeah, I got youngins who put me on this record. And shout out to Lil Keed. His Long Live Mexico project is a dope project. Shout out to him coming to his own. I like where he's going, his progression. So, yeah, shout out to the whole Lil Mexico. Again, YSL. Totally. We see you, Thug.
You'll never hear me listen to that.
Lil Mexico is Lil Keed and Scooter.
Yeah, that's the hood. Lil Mexico is the hood.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to Scooter, though. All right, man. Before we get out of here, question of the week. I know a lot of y'all have been seeing this Atlanta top 50 rapper. First of all, I thought the top 50 rapper list was dead. Apparently, it's not. It's got new life breathed into it. This Atlanta top 50 rappers list has been floating around. Who knows where it came from? I ain't got a fucking clue. But everybody's talking about it, including Gucci Mane. And he is upset at his position. Gucci Mane comes in at number 13. In case y'all were wondering, number one is Andre 3000. Two is T.I. Three is CeeLo. Four is Luda. And five is Killer Mike. All right. Gucci is at 13. He retweeted this and said, "What the fuck? Does Gucci have a legitimate claim to be upset at his position at number 13?
No way.
Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Who are you putting ahead of him?
I mean, if I'm Gucci, man. Like, Gucci Mane said he was the best rapper alive. Let's not forget this.
He's a delusionist.
This was a couple months ago. He said he was better than Jay-Z. So with that thought process, and I'm looking at niggas in front of him, and he's probably basing this off the history that he has in Atlanta, you know, all the mixtapes that he's done, the people that he's put on. It's just disrespectful to have Offset in front of Gucci, man. Like, let's be honest. Or B.O.B.
Offset was at number 11.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
B.O.B. Like, was 10. On,
bro. Like,
okay, I can see that.
Is B.O.B. still with us?
How the fuck is B.O.B. ahead of Jeezy?
Is B.O.B. still with us?
Yes.
Like, did something happen to him last week?
No, he was at the BET Awards.
Okay, gotcha.
What?
He was.
Why? He was a C filler?
No, for sure he was. It was. I don't know. Y'all got Bob fucked up.
No, Bob had Bob.
Bob doesn't belong at the BET Awards or on this list.
No. Bob belongs in a mental
institution. Now that I look, somebody sent me this. I didn't see that B.O.B. was. Listen, how the fuck is B.O.B. ahead of Jeezy?
Fabo should be higher. Okay, all right.
Where is Fabo? Okay.
50.
Where should he be?
At least 30.
And do one Fabo verse. Just give me two bars.
Dope boy. So I mean, what's it? Spaceships.
Just give me two bars. Give me two bars.
I'm trying. I see spaceships on Bankhead. And nigga, that's it. That's two bars. Spaceships on Bankhead.
That warrants.
You know, Fabo is more of a feeling.
Does that warrant 35?
Of course.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fabo a legend, man. No, come man, on, bro.
No, watch out.
The person who needs to be upset is Pastor Troy at 31. That's so disrespectful.
Slick Puller's on this list.
See?
So
that's disrespectful.
This is why when he had in
if I was 21 Savage, I'd be hot about it.
Yeah,
being
thank you. In pre-production, this is why I talked about this. I don't know where this bullshit ass list came from. The only thing they got right was Andre and T.I. Everything else
that's
is
debatable.
I would put T.I. number one, but that's
thank
just
you.
Me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes this debatable.
I mean, but one and two is like interchangeable.
You could argue Andre 3000 is the most overrated rapper of all time.
They got Jody Breeze.
This man making all crazy statements today. This is the same guy who talks to you don't like Lil Key. They said Andre was overrated.
The worst thing on this list, though, is Russ being 23rd.
Yeah. Why you hate on Russ?
Bro,
Russ can rap.
Russ from Atlanta?
Yes.
Who knew that?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know that.
Nobody
I didn't know that.
Knew that, nigga. People from Atlanta didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I'm the only one from Atlanta here. I know that. What are you talking
my
about?
My point exactly. Did you reach out to some real Atlanta niggas and to get some feedback on this list for us?
This list is ass, man. I didn't want to reach out to anybody.
I'm asking about
this is ass.
Is
young how do you put Young Dro ahead of Jeezy?
Let me ask you this. Is Young L.A. at 43
No, Young L.A. shouldn't even be on this list.
Is Young L.A. what?
At 43 legitimate.
No.
No. And I don't even know who Backbone is.
How you put? Wait, you don't know who your Backbone is?
No, I don't know who that
hey,
is.
Hey, listen, we're just gonna stop. Listen, all my Atlanta people.
Fam, I'm not from Atlanta.
We're gonna stop having these conversations with people why outside
I,
the city.
Okay, why would I know? Why would I know who Backbone is, bro? Tell me what he's famous for. What song?
Are you, that's Dungeon Family.
That's Dungeon Family all day long, boy.
I'm saying why
five
would I know
Trey.
That though?
I'm just deep though, so that's fair.
You're a rapper. You this is what you're doing on the podcast.
I'm not
you're
a
rap fan.
I don't rap.
You're
I don't
rap
at all.
I didn't say rapper. Excuse me.
You did say
you're a rap. I didn't mean to say rapper. Rap fan. You're a rap analyst, aren't you?
Who did they get right? Is 2 Chainz at 7 accurate?
That's pretty accurate.
He should be higher.
What?
Ludacris should be. I would swap Ludacris and 2 Chainz out. I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Nah.
Sci High too high. Killer Mike.
You didn't
right
get 2 Chainz. You only got 2 Chainz because of Ludacris. So you can't just. That's disrespectful.
Absolutely. Not true.
Sci-Hi raps better than 97%.
You got 2 Chainz because of Lil Wayne. You can say that.
What?
He doesn't do the song with him without with Luda, my nigga.
Yeah, we talking
about Ludacris.
He doesn't do Duffel Bag Boys
Ludacris
without DTP.
The biggest roadblock in his career.
No.
He got
before and after Ludacris, he flourished.
He got the opportunity.
Got the opportunity.
Before and after Ludacris, he flourished.
Nah, that's debatable.
That's a fact.
I think all in all, though, Gucci Man. It again. This is what makes these lists kind of.
We don't know where they came from. This is why I don't like.
There's a lot of gray area with this list because you don't know the.
I mean, we made a list.
Stipulations.
Yeah,
that's why it's
the criteria is more important than
stipulation, man. Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, the criteria.
B.O.B. is ahead of Jeezy and Gucci Man.
But if you provide good criteria for
this. It's no criteria. You can't give me any criteria for that.
If you provide good criteria for a list, then people can't question the originality, the origin of it.
This
exactly.
You're giving the criteria for it.
Because Sci-Hi raps better than everybody on here, with the exception of one or two people, but he doesn't have a catalog. Yeah. So.
And he's Sci-Hi.
He raps better than everybody in Nashville. That's a fact.
JID has nothing.
That's a
JID shouldn't be on this list.
You crazy as fuck. JID can rap better than a lot of these niggas.
You see what I'm saying? So what's the criteria, people? That's the question.
That's our point. We don't know what this bullshit is.
When we have our list, and best believe we are working on some, don't you worry about a thing. It's going to be frying this, and we will have a criteria, and it will be bulletproof.
Yes. We're not doing no Atlanta list.
Absolutely not.
Although Atlanta runs his hip hop
bigger than Atlanta, bro.
Barely.
It is.
Step outside of a little Mexico, my guy. It's a whole world
outside
out
of
here.
Decatur, bro.
Whatever you want to say, we run this rap shit. You can't argue with that. That is facts.
All right. So now we have On Decker of the Week. Shout out to my guy. We're going to Facebook one more again. You know how we get down.
Jesus. Facebook.
Shout out to my guy Quentin Counts. He posted a tweet that Bow Wow had put up.
Oh, God.
Bow Wow tweeted, after this Tyler Perry party I just witnessed, please don't include me in anything regular or basic anymore. I was hanging with Bill Clinton. The price just went up. Thank you so much, Quinn Counts, for putting this in the chat. Because if you hadn't have done this, I would have missed this golden tweet from the most delusional rapper in history, Little Bow Wow.
He said what now?
Shad Moss.
Absolutely. Dude is like, and I say this because I went to go see, and I'm not even just saying, if I hadn't have seen him in person, witnessed this, I would have thought that he was just trolling. But dude, I saw him perform at the So-So Def thing, and you could not tell him he wasn't Jay-Z. Like, you couldn't tell Bow Wow he was not Hov, dude.
To be fair, he's been famous since he was 6 years
old. But he's also the most famous delusionist. That's what he is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a delusionist.
First of all, he wasn't famous at six.
He was.
Absolutely.
He was freestyling with Snoop and
no.
shit.
Look up the word delusionist and Bow Wow's picture.
I don't know if he was six, though. He was like eight.
That's what they tried to push, that he was six. They lied to me about his age. That's on them.
Listen, you can be famous.
Who cares about that? But he's a delusionist.
You can be famous at 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever.
But think about that. The only life that you've ever known is being famous.
Well, are you shooting him bail? Because it's
What are you famous for?
I'm just telling y'all to think about it from another perspective. If all you've ever known your whole life is being famous, then how would you
Can you read the quote again?
So then you're saying he has a legitimate reason to be delusional, or he's not delusional. Which one is
it? I'm saying that he's very delusional.
Oh, okay.
But it may be warranted because he's been famous his whole life. Like, he's like Bow Wow has never been able to just get up and go to the store by himself.
He can do that now.
He can do that right now.
1,000,000% can do it now.
They didn't know him in the Tyler Perry event. They know who the fuck. Bill Clinton know who the fuck he was.
How did he even get in?
He knew.
Let's be honest.
He knew who
Bill
Clinton
was. How
did Bow
Wow get an invite?
Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri.
How
did Jermaine Dupri get the invite? Stop.
I'm Tyler Perry and I'm throwing a Who's Who event in Atlanta.
You gotta have Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri is obviously in there.
What are you talking about?
Man, stop.
Are you being serious? Are you joking?
Now you're trolling.
You are trolling.
He paid for a ticket.
Jermaine Dupri?
Yes, he paid for a ticket.
Come on, man.
In Atlanta?
You tripping.
Yes. The fuck?
Yes.
You tripping. If he not being in there, who is?
Bow Wow.
Backbone?
Backbone any kind of way.
Shout out Dungeon Family, man. Yeah, hey, what new music we got out now and coming soon?
This disrespect to Jermaine Dupri is crazy.
I'm not inviting Jermaine Dupri to my black tie event.
And you're not having one. So that's another reason.
And you're not invited.
That's another reason. Last week we had You Know What I'm Saying featuring Danny Brown. I mean, this is the album. If you like Danny Brown,
I can't get into him.
Yeah, I don't like Danny Brown at all.
His voice.
And we also, last week, it came out Friday. We spoke about this briefly last week. Was Long Money featuring Pee Wee Longway and Money Man.
I tried to listen to that. I couldn't.
You like it?
Nah, I wasn't fucking with it.
We got a couple of bops on there.
Rough listening to Money Man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I like Money Man.
I like Longway.
I like Pee Wee Longway. He was ripping some songs.
Yeah, so that's what we had last week. This week, finally, we get it. Their boy for Lauren. Wale, wow, that's crazy. Fine. Coming out October 11th. I cannot wait for that album.
I'm interested to see what to hear what that sound like.
Yes. We also have Behind the Scars, Casanova, coming out as well.
Not interested in hearing what that sound like, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this Wale project. Wale makes great music. A lot of people say sometimes his antics get in the way, but you can't argue with the product. For sure. So I'm waiting for this album. I just saw his merch. His merch is dope. Copping me two of those vintage tees. Let's get it, Wale.
I got to hear the album before I cop any
Blue
merch.
Blue Moon, baby.
You'll cop merch before hearing the album?
I'm copping Murph off On Chill. On Chill, my favorite song of the year.
Okay, that's so fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
facts.
That should have been nominated for something.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great record. Great record.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Wale Hate coming over there from Spike Lee and the hairline.
I have nothing for Wale or Perfect Headlines. You know? I'm slow motion this weekend, man. What you guys got up?
A3C is popping off. Sure. Catch your boy there.
We all have that pop.
Yeah, holler at your boy, man. If y'all in Atlanta, pull up at A3C, man. Yeah. Y'all see your people in there. Fuck with us. A movie, something come out this week, man. I think I might fall into the movies. I saw that Joker. It was fucking amazing, though.
I'm definitely going to see Joker this week.
Definitely recommend that shit if you are into that type of thing. If y'all fuck with that Dark Knight, anything like that, that motherfucking Joker was crack.
Yeah.
Must see TV. What you got on deck, sir?
A3C as well. We have a couple of events that we're going to pop up at. Shout out to Oatmeal and Spinrella. We're going to hit that Jade and Friends on October 10th at M-Bar Lounge. We're definitely going to do that. So definitely going to do that. My weekend consists of that. Wale, and the Joker.
Shout out to Lakeith though. He will be at A3C talking to Gary V. Gary V is my guy.
Yep.
So I'm interested to see what they're gonna rap about though.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I would hear that. I would pull up to that. I might fuck with that.
Yeah.
He's interviewing him?
Yeah, they're doing some type of
like a panel together.
It's gonna be like a joint.
Yeah, like a joint thing. It's supposed, you know how Gary Vee doing this shit when he be handling the meetings and shit, fly on the wall type shit.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in hearing that. I just don't need to hear Lil Keith perform anything, and I'll be good.
Yeah, hater. Shout out Keith, boy. Keep doing it, boy.
Hey, man, patreon.com/realville. Check out the fire-ass reviews that T.I. I'm Serious, apparently the second best rapper in Atlanta of all time. We reviewed his debut album. Had a great time with that. Also, make sure you go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment. Please and thank you.
They reviewed it without someone from Atlanta, FYI. I just want to put that out there.
Absolutely. We didn't need that. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV. Watch us same day as the audio drops, too, man. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.